All right, this is the audio from Mongol Conquest Sources. This is the standard version. If you're using the ER version, just back out to the website and grab the other one. So source one. In the spring of 618 or 1221, depending if you're using the Muslim or Christian calendar, the people of Nishapur, which is a city in Persia, saw that the matter was serious. By Saturday night, all the walls were covered with Mongols. The Mongols now descended from the walls and began to slay and plunder. They then drove all the survivors, men and women, out onto the plain, and it was commanded that the town should be laid waste in such a manner that the site could be plowed upon, and that not even cats and dogs should be left alive. They severed the heads of the slain from their bodies and heaped them up in piles, keeping those of the men separate from those of the women and the children. That source is Atta Malik Juvaini. Okay, source two is just a list of numbers. I'll let you take care of that on your own. But the note says, these casualty figures are found in George Marshall's Storm from the East. Despite very probable exaggeration, there is agreement among chroniclers of the time and historians of today that the number of deaths at Nishapur was staggering. All right, let's look at source three. The first, there's two sources here. The first one's from Genghis Khan, who's speaking to the Muslim population of Bukhara after conquering it. And he says, O people, know that you have committed great sins, and that the great ones among you have committed these sins. If you ask me what proof I have for these words, I say it is because I am the punishment of God. If you had not committed great sins, God would not have sent a punishment like me upon you. All right, and the second one is Hulagu Khan's ultimatum to Qutuz, who's the Sultan of Mamluk Egypt. And he says, from the King of Kings of the East and West, the Great Khan, to Qutuz the Mamluk, who fled to escape our swords, you should think of what happened to other countries and submit to us. You have heard how we have conquered a vast empire and have purified the earth of the disorders that tainted it. We have conquered vast areas, massacring all the people. You cannot escape from the terror of our armies. Where can you flee? What road will you use to escape us? Our horses are swift, our arrows sharp, our swords like thunderbolts, our hearts as hard as the mountains, our soldiers as numerous as the sands. Fortresses will not detain us, nor armies stop us. Your prayers to God will not avail against us. We are not moved by tears nor touched by lamentations. Only those who beg our protection will be safe. Hasten your reply before the fire of war is kindled. Resist, and you will suffer the most terrible catastrophes. We will shatter your mosques and reveal the weakness of your God, and then we'll kill your children and old men together in the streets. At present, you are the only enemy against whom we have to march. All right, on to source four. Source four is from Paul Rachnevsky, from Genghis Khan, His Life and Legacy. And it says this, the evidence of the chroniclers and travelers enables us to identify the striking changes wrought on Mongol morality by Genghis Khan's legislation. Juvaini comments that Genghis Khan rooted out adultery and theft. War, strife, bodily harm, or murder do not exist. Robbers and thieves on a grand scale are not to be found among them, remarks Plano Carpini. And for this reason, their houses and the carts in which they store their wealth have neither locks nor bolts. Juvaini writes that no one except the owner would dare pick up even a whip lying on the ground. Ibn Battuta, describing how during his travels in Iraq two horses went astray during the night, reports that although the travelers left the country soon afterwards, the horses were brought to them on their journey 20 days later. He also comments that although there were many pack animals in the Kipchak area, these could be left unattended because of the severity of Mongol laws against theft. All right, and lastly, source five, we'll read some laws. So the first law is, the man in whose possession a stolen horse is found must return it to its owner and add 9 horses of the same kind. If he is unable to pay this fine, his children must be taken instead of the horses. And if he have no children, he himself shall be slaughtered like a sheep. The next one. Genghis Khan ordered that all religions were to be respected, and that no preference was to be shown to any of them. Next one. Whosoever commits adultery will be executed, whether or not they have any previous convictions. Next one. If a woman who is captured by a Mongol has a husband, no one will enter into a relationship with her. If a Mongol desires a married woman, he will kill the husband and then have relations with the woman. All right, and lastly, forbidden under penalty of death to pillage the enemy before the general commanding officer gives permission. But after this permission is given, the soldier must have the same opportunity as the officer and must be allowed to keep what he has carried off, provided he has paid his share to the receiver for the emperor. All right, and that's it. Thanks much.